father has built.
可能吗？
Is it possible?
岂不是同一位上帝说你要孝敬父母吗？
The same God said you will honor your father.
这位说你要孝敬父母呢，又对我说把巴力的坛拆下来，就是故意不讲那是你爸爸建的。
But then this same Lord command me to go against my father now.
所以他现在要顺服神，他的信仰面对很大的挑战。
And in order to be obedient, he is challenged in his faith.
什么挑战呢？
What sort of challenge?
群众要怎么对待？
The people will be against him.
父亲怎么看？
How the father will go against him.
外邦人怎么认识我？
How the foreigners will know me.
仇敌怎么对待我？
How my enemies will treat me now.
这个是宗教与宗教的问题。
This is an inter-religious problem.
这是信仰与信仰的问题。
A problem between faith.
这是有建筑来代表信仰的认真的问题。
And the building and all these altars just represent all these problems.
是我父亲建的。
It is made by my father.
是迦南人的信仰。
The faith of the Canaanites.
是耶和华叫我拆掉。
But the Lord God asked me to destroy it.
混乱中间，他要怎么样决定？
What would he do in the midst of this conflict?
那是真正他的挑战。
This was his real challenge.
真正他信仰的一个试验。
A real challenge to his faith.
青年人，
young people,
当你有信心跟随主的时候，
when you have faith to follow the Lord,
一步一步试验你。
God will give you trials step by step.
一步一步过滤你。
And step by step, he'll filter you.
一步一步炼净你。
Step by step, he'll purify you.
到最后，你成为神可重用的仆人。
Until the end, you become his servant.
很多人在第一次、第二次的中间就淘汰。
Some people just drop off first two times.
有的人就存着掺杂的动机同不洁的这个行为，一直侍奉主到底。
And some people serve the Lord with wrong motive and wrong actions.
结果一生一世因为掺杂的侍奉，就没有结好的果子出来。
But there are no good fruits because their motivation was wrong.
死的时候空手见主。
And when they die, they see the Lord empty-handed.
美其名一生一世侍奉主。
Although they say, "Oh, my whole life I serve the Lord."
中途却没有一件事做得清楚。
But in the end, they did not accomplish anything worthy.
神对付你的时候。
When God is rebuking you.
神对你讲这样大的要求的时候。
When God has such great demands upon you.
现在不是你求上帝，你辩论，你叫他回答你，是你现在回答他。你不是辩论，你实行。是他要求你，不是你要求他的事情。
It is not time for you to debate against God, but to be obedient to His demands.
理论要化成现实。
The theory has to be converted to truth.
呼召要化成行动。
Calling has to be converted to the action.
意向要化成你真正的顺从。
Our vision has to be converted to our obedience.
神的命令要求你绝对的降服。
The command of God demands our obedience.
怎么办呢？
What does He do now?
基甸绝对顺服上帝。
Gideon was absolutely obedient.
考虑清楚。
He thought about it carefully.
得罪群众。
He knew that he would be against his people.
得罪外教人。
He would be against the foreigners.
得罪这么庞大的这个迦南人的这个信仰。
Against all this Canaanite faith.
绝对这个会反对我的父亲。
And certainly against his father.
得罪这么多的方面。
When he had to go through all these things.
神的命令一定要遵行。
But he has to be obedient.
自己的得失不要紧。
It is not.We have to not to care about our own profit and loss.
神的旨意要留心。
But we have to fulfill the will of God.
自己的事不要紧。
It's all right to have no profit and have loss.
上帝的旨意要留心。
But the command of God has to be
obedient. 上帝的命一定要遵行。
We must be obedient to His commandments.
也把自己的生死度外。
And then not even think about our own lives.
安危度外。
Our own safety.
得失度外。
Our own profit and loss.
遵行上帝的旨意。
But be obedient to
Him. 这是基甸的信仰。
This is the faith of Gideon.
是基甸考虑来考虑去。
After he thought about it for a while,
拆。
He took off the altar.
拆不拆
？Will he destroy it?
很不容易，就石头建的。
It was made of stone.
不是木头木片架起来的。
And not of wood.
不像拆这个布景，这个演戏以后拆下来那么简单。
Not those background decorations.
这个拆的时候是把那石头建的祭坛把它拆到。
This altar was made of rock, and to demolish it, you've got to really break it down.
什么时候拆呢？
When did he do this?
他选择晚上拆。
He took the evening.
为什么呢？因为人看不见。
So that others cannot see.
静悄悄的慢慢拆。
Quietly he took it out.
等到太阳上升，已经没有了。
When the sun rises, the altar was gone.
这是他又害怕又聪明两个加起来。
His fear was combined with his wisdom.
又顺从神，又怕人家反对他。
He was obedient to God, but he was afraid of the people.
他动用了好多的头脑，结果决定那一天没有月亮，他才拆。
He probably think for a long time, and he took that dark night to do that.
拆得清清楚楚的。
And demolished all.
顺服了神了。
He was obedient.
刚刚要睡觉的时候。
when he was about to sleep.
早上一大堆要拜巴利的人来，看见祭坛不见了。
A lot of people came to worship the foreign god Baal, and then the altar was not there.
大发脾气。
They were angry.
他们就寻找到底是谁做的事。
And they wanted to find who did.
找。
They searched around.
那个时候侦探系统也不错。
And they were very good at investigating.
结果他们找到了，就是。这一个的基甸所做的事情
，and they found out it was Gideon
啊，是你这个基甸做的坏事。
It was done by Gideon。
爸爸辛苦建造的孩子一夜吃掉。
The father worked so hard to build the altar, and the son destroyed it。
我们现在到你的家来抄家。
Now I'm here to get you。
他们围住他们。
They surrounded him。
你知道巴利的敬拜后来变成以色列很大的罪恶。
The worship of Baal became a very big sin for the Israelites。
我们每一个人提到巴利的时候，最先想象的就是加密山上这个以利亚。所做的工作，对不对？
When we think about this, we remember the prophet Elijah.
如果耶和华是上帝，
if Jehovah is God,
你们就要敬拜耶和华。
You are to worship.
如果巴利是上帝，
if Baal is God,
你们就要侍奉巴利。
You have to worship.
你们心思两意，要到什么时候呢？
How can you have a divine heart?
这个是以利亚像狮子咆哮一样的。
Elijah roared as if he was a lion.
要他们决定只有一个。
And wanted them to make a decision.
你不能又侍奉上帝又侍奉巴利。
You cannot serve both.
你回头。
Turn around,
敬拜上帝
serve God,
离开巴黎
and leave Baal.
就在那一天呢
On that day,
他以巴黎的先知利用献祭看谁的神可以把火降下来
He had a covenant with the prophets of Baal to look for fire from heaven
以色列根本没有兴趣的
The Israelites were not interested
我们现在要求的雨降下来不是火降下来
We wanted rain not fire
已经三年半没有雨了你再求火下来是不是搞错了
For three and a half years there's no rain now you're asking for fire
先知的意象同普通人的观念一定不一样
The vision of a prophet would be very different from the commoner.
当你感到你最不需要的时候，也就是你最需要的时候。
The time when you do not need it the most, you think is the time you need it the most.
当基督徒最不爱祷告的时候，也是他最需要好好跪下祷告的时候。
The time when you think you do not need to pray is the time you need to pray the most.
我要求神降下火来。
I will call God to send fire.
百姓可以说的不要。要火，要雨。
The people will say, "No, we don't want fire. We want the rain."
三年半没有水了，叫火来做什么呢
？After three and a half years, why would we want fire?
已经没有雨三年半，火来再把其他的草根都烧干吗
？Won't the fire burn up everything else?
他们有足够的理由反对这种宗教观念。
They had enough reasons to oppose it.
但是以利亚一点不要妥协。
But Elijah did not compromise.
不但如此
，Not only that.
当巴利的先知没有办法叫水下来的雨下来的时候。
When the prophets of Baal failed in calling upon the rain,
伊利亚说去把很多的水倒在祭物的上面，祭坛浇满了水，然后才等雨来，来火来。
Elijah asked that all the offering be made wet before the fire.
那些人还有最足够的力量，雨已经三年不下，我们剩下这几桶水，你全部把它烧掉，把它浇完吗
？The people would have more excuse because they're using precious water to pour on.
完全违背理性的事情。
Completely illogical.
但是伊利亚的 charisma 大到一个地步，没有一个人敢反他一句话。
But he has such charisma that everybody followed him.
这个先知像狮子一样，今天许多的传道的像老鼠一样。
This prophet is like a lion today. Many creatures are like mouse.
伊利亚像狮子一样的。
Elijah was like a lion.
没有一个人对他讲一句反对的话。
Not a single person dared oppose him.
连亚哈王也矮矮的在那边看。
Including King Ahab.
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
我想我们认识巴利就是从那里开始。
That's how we know Baal.
但是在这以前几百年，基甸就开始反对巴利了。
But a few hundred years ago, we see Gideon against him.
正统信仰之父。
He was the father of Orthodox belief.
回到耶和华面前敬拜的侍奉的一个复兴家。
He is a revivalist that returned back to God.
勇敢一夜把巴利的坛把它拆掉了。
With courage, he demolished the altar.
拆掉完了以后呢
？After that,
当他们来声讨的时候
，When they came after him,
他们来抄家的时候
，When they came after his family,
他们来兴师问罪的时候
，When they came accusing him,
上帝与他同在。
God was with him.
替他讲话的是谁啊
？Who spoke to him?
不是别人，是他爸爸。
Not other people, but his father.
建庙的人有时候很赞同人家拆他的庙。
So some people who build temples sometimes will agree to demolition.
你千万不要与共产党员永远忠于共产党，以后最恨共产党的可能就是最共产党的共产党员。
Do not think that the communists will be always supporting communism. Maybe they will be the one that oppose it the most.
反对法利赛人最厉害的保罗本身本来就是法利赛人。
The apostle Paul was against the Pharisees, but he himself was a Pharisee.
反对喝酒最厉害的人本来 从前就是最大的酒鬼。
And those who work with the alcoholics were alcoholics in the first place.
反对奴隶制度的可能过去真是曾经逼迫过奴隶的。
Those who are against slavery but maybe slave owners before.
你不必怕外教的教主、外教的主人、别的宗教的他的这个庙主，你怕他有很大的信仰。
So do not be afraid of all these religious leaders of other faith.
我有两个学生。
I have two students.
其中有两个学生，两个我认识的传道人。
The two preachers I know.
有一个是我自己的学生。
One is my own student.
这两个人都是庙主的孩子做传道的。
And both of them are sons of temple owners.
他们的父亲都盖一座庙。
Their father built temples.
是香火非常盛的。
With lots of worshippers.
来人络绎不绝。
Lots of people coming.
收的红包也多得不得了。
And lots of offerings.
上帝就呼召他两个庙主的孩子做传道。
But God called the sons of the temple owner to be preachers.
我这人遇过两次。
I have met two of them.
一个就是陈道明牧师。
One is Reverend 陈道明。
现在在美国。
In America.
他的父亲是庙主。
His father owns a temple.
另外一个吴丽华传道。
And preacher 吴丽华。
他的父亲也是庙主。
Again, the father was.
陈道明牧师后来在新加坡神学院毕业。
And Reverend Chen was graduated from SBC.
吴丽华传道后来在马朗我教的神学院毕业。
And Preacher Wu graduated from Ma Lang.
上帝很幽默的。
And God is humorous.
你父亲做庙主吗？
Your father owns a temple.
我要你做传道。
I will ask you to be a preacher.
幽默很幽默的。
God has good sense of humor.
这些年轻人看见父亲的信仰不对，他们竟然归向上帝的时候。
When these young people see that their faith for the father is wrong and they go towards God.
只是没有力量像这个谁啊？像这个基甸撤掉父亲的庙就是。
The only thing is that they don't have the courage to destroy the temple of their father.
这个女同学。
This female student.
到了毕业的时候。
When she graduated.
毕业典礼，她请她父亲到马朗神学院参加她的基督教神学院的毕业典礼。
She invited her father to participate in the graduation.
她的父亲莫名其妙，我是庙主，你叫我参加毕业典礼。
Her father was confused because he owns a temple.
从前讨厌她的半死。
She was against him and scolded her and wanted to chase her away.
到底是自己的女儿吗？
But she was her daughter, his daughter.
好了好了，你别典礼，我就来了。
And he came for the graduation.
他从马来西亚安顺坐车到吉隆坡，从吉隆坡坐飞机到加加达，从加加达还要再坐车到马朗去参加他的毕业典礼。
For a long distance from Malaysia, he traveled all the way to Malang to participate.
那时候已经68岁了。
He was already 68.
头发都白了。
With all white hair.
但是他的孩子想一个办法。
But the child thought of her way.
他说：“唐牧师，你那个时候在加加达，对不对？”
She said, "Reverend Tong, you're going to be in Jakarta."
那你回来的时候，我请我爸爸去跟你跟我，我们两个人就跟你的车一同回家。从加加达到马朗有两天的路程。
We can travel together going back to Malang.
我说：“为什么你要叫你父亲跟你做我的？”
I said, "Why do you want me to travel with you and your father?"
父亲还没有信主。
She said, "My father is not a Christian."
那我又读你的布道神学，感到很好。
I think that your theology of evangelism is very
good. 最好我的父亲听你布道是最好的。
The best thing is for my father to listen to you.
那么他不可能参加你的布道会。
He of course will not participate in the gathering.
因为你的布道会的时候他不在。
He will not come.
他到印尼的时候你没有布道会。
When I come, he comes to Indonesia.
他来参加我的毕业典礼。
Now that he's here,
最好就让他坐在车两天跑不掉。
Let us put him in a car with you for 2 days.
在车里面你一直布道一段，他就变成两天布道会。
You can preach to him for 2 days.
我说你父亲是什么人，要我这样布道呢
？I said, "Well, who is your father?"
他讲了，我才知道。
After she mentioned, I know.
父亲是庙主。
She said, "My father owns the temple."
他带了一个庙，很多人去的，很热闹，很出名的。
He built a very famous temple with lots of worshippers.
我说你是庙主的女儿做传道吗
？I said, "You are a preacher, but then your father."
他说是的。
She said, "Yes."
如果我的父亲有一天信耶稣，那就更变成头条新闻了。
I said, "If my father became a Christian, it will be headline news."
后来他爸爸来了。
Their father came finally to Jakarta.
我是上了我的车了。
And came to my car.
开始开车开车开车。
We traveled along.
我太太四个孩子，还有他还有他爸爸，我们八个人一辆车。
Eight of us were in a car together.
急得不得了，两天。
We squeezed for 2 days.
所以孩子也跑不掉，他爸爸也跑不掉。
And the father could not escape.
我就可以对他们传福音了。
I kept preaching to them.
传。After a while, 上帝怎么爱我们
？I talk about how God loves us.
他说你有你的上帝，我有我的上帝。
He said, "You have your God, I have my God."
你的上帝是在上帝，我的上帝是在地上的。
My God is on earth, your God is in heaven.
我说你的上帝是谁？
I say who is your
God? 他的孔明、孔子、关公跟这个张飞一大堆。
He talk about all the idols.
所以他有他的上帝。
So he has his God.
我说那不是上帝。
I say those are not God.
那是我的上帝，你那是天上另外一个上帝。
Those are my God, your God is in heaven.
所以各有各人的上帝，你的上帝跟我的上帝不吵架就好了。
So long as our gods don't fight, it's okay.
我怎么传他有办法回答，我没有办法。
He could answer all my preaching.
他的传福音真是困难。
I thought it was so difficult.
他说我四十多岁，他六十八岁。
I was in my forties. 更
难传福音给他了。
It was very difficult.
后来我就想了想，先生，基督教和别的宗教不一样。
I think about it, Christianity is different.
我说，所有的宗教是人要朝上帝。
I said, in all faith, man looks for God.
人要找真理。
We want to look for the truth.
就表示人没有真理。
It means we do not have the truth.
耶稣基督是真理来找人。
But Jesus Christ is the truth seeking for man.
就是道路真理。
He said, I am the way, the truth. I am the life.
他把福音最重要的要义跟他谈了。
I told him the essence of gospel.
我再讲一次。
I meant to.
宗教是人找上帝。
I said, faith is man looking for God.
耶稣基督是上帝找人。
But in Jesus Christ, he came to look for man.
好，这样，我以为他听明白了。
I thought he understood.
第二天早上
the second day,
他对我说
he said to me,
我告诉你我跟耶稣就不一样
let me tell you, I'm different from Jesus Christ.
因为呢我呢香火很盛所以我不必去找人的
He says because a lot of people come and worship I don't have to look for them
他们自己需要我就来了
They come themselves
耶稣一定太孤单没有人要所以他来找人了
Jesus must have been very lonely
所以糟糕了我讲了一套他讲了另外一套
He was thinking about something else
所以耶稣一定没有人要
Jesus Christ must be very
lonely. 所以他来求门，叩门，叩门，要人家来找他。
And that's why he seek after men.
他需要我们。
He needs us.
我不一样的。
Not the case for me.
我就坐在庙里面，他一个人来找我。
I sit in the temple. They come to me.
我也不必去探访。
I don't have to visit.
我也不必去找他。
I don't have
to. 都是人来找我的。
They all come.
他来在那叩拜，求神拜佛，等着他再到了他心里，他会送我一大堆红包。我不必找人的。
They come and worship. In the end, they will reward me.
我要传福音给他，结果呢，耶稣在他眼中变成一文不值了。
I wanted to preach the gospel.But he looked down on Jesus Christ.
我心里面又气又好笑。
It was quite funny.
因为他又年纪老了。
He is very elderly.
时间也不多了。
Not much time left.
明天还有一天的路程，就不知道有机会跟他谈会了没有。
There's one more day left for me.
谈了一天变成这样。
But the end result
is
so good.
第二天又变成别样，怎么办呢
？What would I do then?
越来越难了。
Getting more difficult.
然后我们到了Georgia一个旅馆。
When we reach Georgia,
参观那个情形。
And we look around.
他说我要小便。
He said, "I want to go to the toilet."
我就等他。
I waited for him.
小便不出来。
But he took a long time.
很久不出来。
For a long time.
我就看看到底为什么小便不出来。
I went to look for
him. 是不是从小演化变成大的？是不是小便变成大便的？所以我就等着，哎，没有，还在小便。
Why you still there?
小便完了又不出来，为什么呢
？Why?
原来他在那边写他的名字。哪一个城市的住在哪里的做什么庙主前在哪边给人家纪念的
He was writing down his name
外国人那么久我在外面一直等一直等一直等
I kept waiting for him
所以有一些人呢不出名连厕所里面留名他也甘愿
He wanted to be famous so he left his name
你们也是这样吗你们去旅行的这里写写名那里写写名都写在厕所写在树上写在什么就是没有人知道你的名字就怎么登了因为报纸不登你的名了
We always do this when we tour and just leave our name everywhere
后来他出来了以后、啊、我们可以走了我们可以走了
He said we can go after you left
我说你再等我一下好不好
I said wait for me for
刚才我等他现在轮到他等我
Now you have to wait for me
他自己很我也很久才出来
I waited for a long time
因为我看到人家四星旅馆你把人家吐的我去一个字把它擦掉擦得慢死
I went to erase what he wrote because it was four star hotel.
辛辛苦苦留名，我辛辛苦苦擦名。
It took me a long time to erase his name.
上车又在走了。
And then we went to the car and moved.
我们去吃饭的时候。
When we were having our meals.
老人家跑到厨房去。
He went to the kitchen.
那个餐馆怎么老人家跑到厨房
？Why did he go there?
我要看看这里的人煮的卫生不卫生。
He wanted to see whether the food was hygienic.
我很甚。闻了，他说这个可以，这个可以，这样就卫生，可以吃，可以吃。
And he was satisfied with the kitchen.
也到了神学院，
还是不要信主。He still don't know how to believe.
你要毕业了以后
，after the
毕业文凭拿了
，the daughter graduated.
他一同回去了
，and they returned.
还是不要信主。
He still did not believe.
没有办法了
，I couldn't do anything.
无论得时不得时，总要传道。
In season or out season, we need to preach
the word. 有人得救不得救，交给上帝。
Whether they believe or not, we leave it to God.
对不对呢
？Isn't it right?
就是这样。两年。
2 years,
三年
3 years,
四年以后
4 years later,
我一直没有消息
I didn't hear about this anymore
8
years later,
我见到他的女儿
I saw the daughter
已经做很好的传道人
Already a very good preacher
嫁给一个好的牧师
and married a good pastor.
又在神学里面教书的。
And teaching in a seminary.
汤姆斯，我要对你讲。
She said, Reverend Tom, let me say this.
我爸爸后来听你传福音，后来你知道怎么样吗
？You know what happened to my father?
我直接问他后来怎么样啊
？I asked what.
有没有信主啊
？He believed.
他说到死的前一天才信主。
He believed the day before he died.
他想来想去，还是耶稣好。
He thought about it. He said Jesus is better.
信耶稣的也很好。
The Christians are good.
一直讲道给我听，一直开车讲道给我听，两天两夜陪着我传福音。
You keep preaching to me for 2 days.
我一生都没有这样做。
I have never done this before.
我只以为我坐在里面，他们会自己来。
I thought I would sit in the temple and they will come.
基督教没有人要才这样要这样传。
The Christians are pathetic. That's why they keep preaching.
他离开的时候。
But when he left,
给我一张照片，给我一张照片。
He said, "Give me a picture."
我做什么？我要纪念你。
He before he left,
你是好人，我要纪念你。
He said, "You're a good person."
他不要耶稣，要好人。
He wanted a good person, but not Jesus Christ.
我就把一张照片给他了。
I gave him my photo.
你知道做什么的？他回去拿去放大。
He went back and magnified it.
放得很大。
And will be very big.
贴在庙里面。
I put it in a temple.
我不知道这个事情的。
I didn't know this.
他的女儿对我说
：“His father told me，
唐博士，你听了一定又好气又好笑的。
You will be angry and find it funny。
他把你呀、啊、跟关公、孔明、张飞啊，这还全部好多人都放在一起，最后一个是你。
He put your picture together with all the idols.
他说了，神明有很多。
He said there are many spirits.
有过去的神明，有现在的神明。
Spirits of the past,
有死的这些海波做的。
Spirits are dead, they are alive.
就已经过去了。
Confucius
died. 最新的一个叫做唐崇荣。
The new one is Stephen Tong.
所以我也不知道这个事情。
I didn't know this.
把我的照片放在他的庙里面了。
He put the photo in
the temple. 那些人拜拜的就把我也拜进去了。
哎呦，
吓死我了！我说这我得罪上帝多久了啊！但是上帝知道不是我要的，
那
我知道我马上去把它拿回来。
If I knew, I would remove it.
我放在那边几年，我也不知道。
I don't know how many years I was prayed to.
等到快要死的时候
，Before he died,
他叫他的孩子来
，He called his children.
除了这个女儿做传道，其他都不信。
Other than this preacher daughter, everybody did not believe.
我现在决定信耶稣。
He said, "Now I decide to believe in Jesus Christ."
我是庙主
，Although I own a temple.
我盖了这个庙。
I built this temple.
我后来想来想去
，But after I thought about it for a long time,
我要信耶稣。
I now want to believe.
你说奇妙吗
？Isn't it wonderful?
我要信耶稣。
I want to believe now.
那么你死后有什么遗嘱呢
？What will do you have?
他说我死了以后
，After I die, he said,
这些偶像都拿掉
，Take away all these idols.
这些呢，神仙鬼怪都拿掉
，All these idols are to be destroyed.
那些照片都撕下来
，All the pictures are to be taken down.
墙壁粉刷。
To paint the wall
弄空整个庙
，and empty it.
把一些遗址变成礼拜堂
，which has there and becomes a church.
庙主讲这个话
，the temple owner said. That,
所以呢，当他的女儿不像基甸会拆坛，他自己会拆的。
The daughter was not like Gideon, so he demolished the temple himself.
可能吗
？Is it possible?
真的可能吗
？Is it really possible?
一传出去，全城的人反对。
When he said that, the entire people were against it.
老糊涂死前讲的话不要听。
Don't listen to the old man right before he died.
一生做的好事，最后一天全部弄坏了。
He did all these good things for us. Now he want to destroy it.
把它改成礼拜堂，我们就打死那个人。
We will kill anyone that changes it to a church.
到现在还是一个庙。
So today is still a temple.
他所做的错事，晚年收不回来。
He couldn't correct all the wrong things he had done.
人一生一世不要随便。
And so we need to be careful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
这件事我在看圣经不一样。
After this, I look at the Bible differently.
当你看见那些宗教的领袖。
When you look at religious leaders,
他传福音给他吗
？You may be afraid to preach the gospel to them.
我告诉你，不一定，可能他里面对自己的信仰是常常怀疑动摇。
Maybe in their heart they doubt their own faith.
基甸的父亲
，the father of Gideon,
当他是见了坛给他的孩子拆下来的时候，他不但不生气，还跟着孩子辩护孩子，对孩子产生保护的作用。
When the altar that he built was destroyed by his son, not only did he protect his son, he immediately went with him.
几百个人一同来要杀他的孩子的时候。
When all these people came to,
你为什么把这个坛拆下来
？To ask why the altar was demolished.
谁替基甸辩护
？Who spoke out for him?
基甸的父亲替基甸辩护。
He was the father of Gideon.
他怎么样辩护呢
？What did he say?
他说如果巴利生气
，He said that if the God is angry,
让巴利自己报应我的孩子吧。
Let Baal revenge on my son.
不被你们帮助巴利。
Don't have to help the God.
巴利如果是神，他一定自己有力量伸冤替自己辩护。
If he is indeed God, he would take care of himself.
你看这信基的都很有魄力的。
And so they all have charisma.
有健谈的魄力。
They are able to build an altar.
他的孩子信基的有彻谈的魄力。
The son can demolish the altar.
现在几百个人要来凶凶杀杀，他有辩护的魄力。
And now with so many people, they have the charisma to defend themselves.
这个非常非常了不起的。
This is a great thing.
这个家族是领袖的才啊。
This is a family of leaders.
放起来讲话，全部的人都静下来了。
And immediately they were silent.
他不但有心灵的煽动作用。
Not only was he able to move the people.
理性的说服作用。
He was able to convince them.
他们就走了。
And they left.
这样基甸就死了。
And Gideon was spared.
他们就给基甸一个名字，叫做耶路巴勒。
And they gave him a name, Jerubbaal.
什么叫做耶路巴勒呢
？What does Jerubbaal?
让巴利为自己伸冤。
It means Baal will fight for himself.
你既然得罪了巴利。
Since you are against him now,
看看巴利怎么样对你一生产生他的这尊严，结果怎么样呢
？In the end,
没有事情
，nothing happened.
所以呢，基甸的信心就更坚固起来。
And his faith was affirmed.
信仰不是一生来就有的。
Faith is not something you have right in the beginning.
信仰在个别顺服神的挣扎的时候，与撒旦征战的时候，神使你慢慢成长起来。
Faith is something that you have by growing when you fight against Satan's trials and temptations.
基甸有了这样坚定的信仰以后呢
？After he has such a strong faith,
这个苦难经过了
，his suffering left.
天降大任于斯人也。
And the heavens have a great task for man.
现在你要组织军队
，he is asked to form an army.
你要为百姓征战
，to fight for his people.
你要消灭米甸族
，you have to destroy the Midianites.
你要追赶他们。
And go after them.
所以呢，基甸现在名字越来越响亮。
And he got more and more favors.
他在许多不同的州里面
，among all the people and provinces,
呼喊人跟随他。
He called upon them to join him.
刚刚一呼的时候
，and once he called,
就几万人跟他从军。
Several tens of thousands came.
这些几万人跟他从军要去打仗，这是力量大得不得了。
They had a great army immediately.
上帝啊！
And he said, God,
你看见了
look at these people.
你吩咐我的事
the things he asked me to do,
我现在做了
I have done it.
你知道上帝说什么
What did God say?
哪里够
It's not enough.
摩西出埃及的时候六十万拿兵器的人你才三万
Moses, when he left, had 600,000
people. 再接再厉
He had to work more.
加两个零更好
And another two zeros.
三万变成三十万三万变成三百万才够
For 3 million, then it will be
是不是呢上帝说不是
God did not say that.
基甸呢
一点，
你以为你很厉害啊
？You think you have done a great deal?
你找到三万三万两千人了。
You found 32,000 people.
三万，你现在告诉他们。
Tell them now.
如果你们害怕打仗
，If you are afraid of the war,
你可以回去。
You can go back.
所以不是志愿军，是志愿逃兵。
They are abandoned the army.
你可以回去。
You can go back.
你惧怕的，你可以回去。
If you are afraid, you can go back.
基甸又在顺服上帝。
Gideon was obedient again.
他的信就是个顺服。
His faith is in obedience.
他的信就是个行动。
His faith is in action.
他跑到那些三万多的面前，耶和华如此说 ，Chicken exit.
He came between the people and said, "The God, the Lord said."
小鸡可以走。
Those who are afraid can go.
没有胆子的不必去。
Those who are tremble can go.
你们想娘家的，想你太太的，想你孩子，回去。
Those who think about their wife and children can go.
你可能上战场回来就看不到你老婆了。
Because if you fight, you may not see them.
你们可以退。
You can go back.
所以呢，不是从军，不是招募，现在是赶人走了。
It's no longer recruiting. He's chasing them away.
那些人想来想去。
Those people thought about it.
打仗不好玩的，人家回来熬都没有怎么办
？No fun being in the war.
回家，回家，回家，你要不要回家？好，我为什么回家？要不要回家？回家，回家。一下子
，Suddenly everybody left.
两万两千人回去。
22,000 people left.
百分之几啊？
How many?
三万二，这个两万二头走掉，百分之几啊？超过三分之二，对不对
？More than two thirds left.
啊，超过三分之二的人回去了。
More than two thirds of the people.
只剩下小小的一点人。
Only a small group.
剩一万人。
More than 10,000.
面对这么多的强敌，怎么办呢
？What would they do facing such a big task?
基甸的上帝啊，剩下一万。
He didn't say, Lord, there's only 10,000.
上帝说不要灰心，再找别人嘛，是不是
？Because they call other people.
上帝说，我告诉你啊
，God said,
一万人是吗
？10,000.
太多
，too many.
糟糕，这上帝从来都是讲反话的。
God always say the wrong way around.
太多，我不要这么多，
I don't want
没有用， no、这么多做什么？上帝，你跟我开玩笑吗？你把我训练到可以。真变成一个大将军了
I'm now a great general.
招了这么多人了
I found so many people.
你一直叫我赶走两万人
You asked me to get rid of 22,000.
现在剩下是一万个人
Not only 10,000.
你还是太多吗
You still say too many.
是太多
Yes.
我不要这么多
I don't want so many.
上帝不要这么多 那么你要多少呢？
How many do you
我不告诉你，叫他们到河边去喝水。
The Lord say, ask them to go to the river.
河边去喝水
and drink.
跟勇敢做军队
and
有什么关系呢？
And the army, what's the relationship?
神的奥秘是很奇妙的。
The wonders of God is difficult to fathom.
God is in detail.
上帝是在细节上。
很多人在细节上不注意，神都注意到了。
God take care of details.
叫他们到河边去喝水。
Ask them to go to the river.
他们到河边去的时候。
When they went there.
口渴的时候。
When they are
只想我需要水。
They only think about themselves.
不想我是一面当兵一面喝水。
They forget that they were soldiers.
所以一旦看到水。
When they saw the water.
跪在那边。
They all fell down.
跪在那边。喝水。
And drank it.
狗像什么像都出来。
Like dogs.
另外一些人
and some people
蹲在那边
stood there
他们拿水起来
and squat with the water
舔水
and use their hand to scoop it up.
上帝让你看
God said
没有人叫的
nobody taught them.
所以有一些事情训练出来，有一些事情是本性的流露。
Some things are trained, some things are by nature.
如果今天的神学教育只注重怎样训练变成一个讲道的样子，没有注意本性的流露，很难做上帝的。
Theological education today, if it takes care only of the external but not the nature, it's very hard to train people up.
把这样喝水，碰着水这样喝的人，把它分在一边。
And God says, segregate those who scoop water instead.
他们像狗一样甜，但是他们的碰着水不像那些就在河边那边这样喝的不一样。
And they were different because they put the water into their hands.
就分出来。
Take them apart.
只有三百个人。
In the end, only 300.
这些人除了自己基本即时的需要以外，
other than fulfilling their immediate needs,
他们思想有顾整个大局。
They are able to have a bigger picture.
我不是单单做兵来的饭吃。
They knew that as soldiers, they are not just for a bowl of rice.
我当兵是来为国来报名的。
They became soldiers for the people.
我要警醒。
So I must be alert.
一举一动要跟我整个的目的发生关联。
And there's a relationship between every action with their overall goal.
我的目的不是饭碗。
The goal is not just to have a good meal.
我的目的不是解渴。
The goal is not just to quench the thirst.
解渴是需要的。
The thirst is a need.
解渴之外，我的使命我不能放弃。
But then the mission is still there.
如果你真正抓到这件事的意义的话，
If you truly understand the significance of this event,
你看出世界上只有两种人。
You will see that there are only two types of people in the world.
有一些人呢，做工、做生意、做老师，不过是为了吃饱，什么都不管。
Some people work their life just for their meals.
孩子教得好教不好他不管，只要他的薪水够就是。
They don't care about their children so long as they have enough money.
有一些人做传道是为了他的肚腹。
Some people become preachers because of their job.
现在道怎样传开，有没有人得救他不管。
They don't quite care how the word is being preached.
你用这个眼光在看的时候，
When you see from this angle again,
你不但得到知识的训练，你得到智慧的那个淘汰和过滤。
Not only do you get wisdom, you will understand how people are eliminated.
神对基甸说，
God said to Gideon,
一万吗？
10,000.
太多了。
Too many.
你以为我需要这么多人帮忙我吗？
Do you think I need so many people
to
help me?
你以为我耶和华没有能力对付这个事情？
Do you think I have no power to do this?
无论几个能够有机会侍奉，都是我怜悯把特权给你，不是你帮助。
When you serve, it is only because of my compassion and the privilege.
300个。
300.
他们懂得。这样碰住水喝。
They knew how to scoop the water up.
他们不是随便跪下随便妥协的。
They didn't kneel and compromise.
我要用这些的。
I will use these people.
这里隐藏另外一个道理。
Another principle here.
Keep the quality first, then the quantity will surely finally come up.
就是我们先要有这个品质，然后数量后来才会来。
本质比程度分量还更重要。
The quality is more important than the quantity.
你要把质当作优先。
You have to put quality as priority.
真正好的本质的人，
a person with good quality,
神才用他。
God will use.
大堆闲杂人没有用的。
It doesn't matter when you have a lot of people.
神的旨意就这样显明出来。
The will of God is shown in this.
我相信这个基甸一步再一步用他的信心学了许多的功课。
I believe step by step Gideon learned many lessons.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你们看，好的狗跟不好的狗怎么分辨呢？
How do you tell the difference between a good dog and a bad one?
养过狗的举手，我看看。
Those who have dogs at home, raise your hand.
你们懂得研究狗吗？
Do you study about your dogs?
有的人看狗看种。
Some people see the breed of the dog.
但是种里面还有不同的品质的。
They are different within the breed.
有的人看狗看这边两根毛啊，三根毛。
Some people look for fur.
两根的比较好，三根的比较贪吃。他说。
There's some a few first.
有的人看后面的头发的转有几个，一个、两个、三个。
Some people see
一个比较顺服，两个比较调皮。
holes at the back of the head.
我告诉你
，Let me tell you，
好的狗啊，它不必要的时候它不睡觉，就坐在那里休息。
A good dog will not just sleep anytime he feels like.
不好的狗一有时间就这样。
A lousy dog will just sleep anytime.
好的狗休息的时候呢
？When a good dog rests,
两个脚这样， will, 后面两个脚是伸着向后面。
It will be in a certain position.
那他眼睛闭着。
The eyes close.
但耳朵没有停止听。
But it will keep listening.
听了一点点声音不一样的时候
，A little bit of noise.
马上眼睛睁起来
，Immediately open his eyes.
唱着起来
，And the ears come out.
好像他的雷达一样的
，Like radar.
探讨方向的来源
，And look at
探讨哪一种的声音
，And
他分辨得很清楚
，And they can distinguish.
当他看准目标的时候
，When they have the goal,
跳起来的时候
，They will jump up.
不必再站起来
，You don't have to
stand again. 坐好，再跳不必要，因为他两个脚已经预备好了
，Because they are prepared.
他已经预备好，一跳就是跳上。
Prepared to leap,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
因为他知道他有狗的责任
because he knows that he has a responsibility as a dog.
狗不是单单吃饭吧
and dog is, doesn't just eat.
狗要看门
they have to take care of
狗要警惕
alert.
狗要非常敏感的应付各样突然间而来的危险
with great sensitivity against all dangers.
上帝说
God said,
这些人
these people,
像狗潜水的
like dogs,
300个人
300 of them,
我要用他们
I want to use
因为他们懂得一方面照顾自己肉身的需要一面知道他们的责任是什么
They know their own responsibility and their needs
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我们怎样侍奉上帝
How do we serve the Lord
我们能欺骗人不能欺骗上帝
We can fool others but not God
我们中间有大有能力勇敢为义而征战的青年
If there are young people among us who have great boldness to fight for righteousness,
好像对基甸一样的对你说
God will say to you the way he said to Gideon,
大能的勇士啊
mighty warrior,
主要与你同在
The Lord will be with you.
跟哪一个人同在呢
To be with who?
跟那些肯顺服他的人
To those who are obedient.
应当献给上帝的献给上帝的人
Who will give to God what is God's.
为了信仰敢拆掉那些错误的这个教义的人
With faith they are willing to demolish wrong teaching.
真正顺服上帝的人
Those who are truly obedient,
真正看质量比分量更重要的。
Those who understand quality versus quantity.
警醒为耶和华征战的人。
Those who are alert to fight for God.
神要用你。
God will use you.
神要用我。
God will use you.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们像基甸一样的信心，活在上帝的面前。
That we will live in front of God with the faith of Gideon.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
大家安静在主的面前。
Let us be still before the Lord.
主啊，我感谢你。
We say, O Lord, I give you thanks.
话语里面隐藏的奥秘。
The wonders in your word
是这样的清楚。
It's so clear.
是这样的深奥。
It's so deep.
是这样的重要。
It's so important.
我愿意做一个真正的顺服你。
I am willing to be obedient to you.
警醒听你的话。
And with alertness, I want to listen to your word.
具体实行出来。
And practically, I want to work out your word.
充满你的智慧。
To be filled with your wisdom.
面对一切变化的。
And face all changes.
求主把这样的信仰给我。
O Lord, give me this sort of faith.
这样的灵性赐给我。
This sort of spirituality.
有这样的人，请把手举起来。
A person like that, raise your hand.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝，感谢上帝。我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together. 十字架，
又是我的荣耀。我从罪都洗清洁。唯靠耶稣宝血